Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad Keita Spak is here, too. Keita is one of our great Brain Trust members. She's a happiness expert. What a great job that is, right? She's also a speaker, a publicist, the author of Tipping Point to Happiness, co-author of that book, also Life. She's the author of that book, Shiny Objects Not Required. Keita Spak, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to be here. You're always welcome here, Keita. So
thank
I was
you.
Telling the audience about all the things, all the barnacles of life that slow us down. You know how a barnacle gets on the leading edge of whales and ships and things like that, and you know, it's not that big a deal when it's on a pier. Doesn't move, but if you're a whale or you're a ship, a barnacle is your enemy and it holds you back. And we have our barnacles that prevent us from getting back to equilibrium, don't we?
We certainly do. Just to mention, sometimes there's a past situation or a past crisis or a past regret or a past story that keeps. It keeps staying in the present for us, and it's like a barnacle, isn't it, Jim? It attaches itself to us, and we can't let go, so that emotion, that story, that incident, that slight, that angry situation keeps us planted in the past. It tends to really, really slow us down emotionally and psychologically.
Well, and they're seductive, too. See, a barnacle, as you know, a barnacle is not an evil entity. It's a living organism that needs to attach itself to survive. So it's very compelling. It has a story it wants to tell. It's very compelling and seductive in the way that it attaches itself. Drama, stuff, BS, things that happen around those can often be very compelling things that make us feel like they're justified in attaching themselves to us.
I agree, Jim. And in fact, sometimes the drama or the high intensity or the emotional fallout that happens because of a situation is actually intended that way because it's meant in some way to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
But once it has your attention, it's a question of how you respond to it that will dictate whether it becomes a barnacle or whether it becomes a medal. It becomes something that you carry. Become a wiser and basically a more evolved human being as a business person and as a perhaps or as a sister or however your role in life is defined.
You know, sometimes we reach out and grab barnacles and stick them on us. So sometimes we like guilt. You know, my wife once said, she said something to me one time. She said, men don't feel guilt, do they? She was irritated because I wasn't feeling as guilty as she was about something. I said, no, we feel guilty. We just don't manufacture it.
Yeah, I think that you tend to, there is some people internalize. And so they carry the weight. They may not demonstrate or they may not test some of the natural or the usual signs of somebody feeling guilty. Question of not only gender, but sometimes of the personality type,
yeah,
of what's already happened to that person or individual.
But so as we get, the holidays are the worst, aren't they, for this kind of thing? I mean, the holidays is fraught with barnacles, isn't it?
It is, and I specifically wanted to focus, as if anyone wants to hear more of this, but I think it's important to hear it in this context, is on Thanksgiving and on Black Friday. That those two specific events, which are can be high drama, just massively high drama, that as a business person, we all should be rethinking how we are responding to these events coming up.
Well, and session.
I think in one way we have to keep our feet on the ground, whether it's media or whether it's a friend or whether it's a marketing officer that's telling you, you know, we really got to do this and this and that for Black Friday. We're going to miss the boat. We've got to get out there. We've got to sell, sell, sell. This is the, you know, the high point of the year. There is an aspect to business where this is relevant. But I think if we go back to who you are in terms of a person, your values and your principles, this is where Black Friday and Thanksgiving become aligned with you when they are in alignment with your values and principles. As soon as you lose that compass, in other words, you get caught up in the so-called drama, in the need to have more advertisements, you're overspending perhaps because your other business competitors is spending a lot. Here's where you've got to sort of step back and take a look at the big picture. And not only from a business point of view, but I really feel as an authentic business person, you need to look at what do you really believe, values, and how are they playing into how you manifest your business and promote it for Black Friday, and then push through to Thanksgiving with your family. Those two elements are so tied together.
That's well said, Keita. And my way of thinking about this is I don't like the idea of Small Business Saturday because in my world, there are 52 Small Business Saturdays every year. And to me, what small business owners should be doing is being relevant to their customers all 52 year, so that by the time Black Friday comes around, as far as they're concerned, it's a non-event. If you're giving them the kind of value that they're appreciating, if you're doing a good job of convincing them that what you sell them and how much you charge them for what you sell is an important part of their life, Black Friday will be a non-event in your small business. In fact, you can almost close up that day. Let everybody else go after the nonsense because you've spent the previous 47 weeks building value and relevance with your customers. That's the way I think about it. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I think one has to realize that.
I'm sorry, Keita. I'm gonna let you make that comment on the other side of these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Keita.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.